And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa's out today, but we are live at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. It's the big event right now happening today at Fisherman's Landing. If you want to save some money on tackle, let me tell you, this is the place to be today. Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, as well as some fantastic seminars. And there's a huge assembly of great people here to talk to and learn more about their tackle. We're going to feature them here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. You're saying San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, and we are at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It is a beautiful morning. The sun is just about to come up, and wow, we are excited. It is an assembly here like none before, so you need to get your way down to Fisherman's Landing right now. The deals, like we talked about last weekend on Let's Talk Hookup, are beyond comprehension, and I learned of some new deals this morning already walking around that they're sweetening the pot a lot of times here at Tackle Day. So, well, we're surrounded here by everybody in the business that that means something to saltwater fishing. AFCO Manufacturing is right next to me. Matt's setting up busily over there. And we've got the guys from Shimano here and Kamakatsu and Corey Sandin setting up. Parker Boats, Kevin's wheeling in a giant, beautiful 25-foot Parker right now. And sitting next to me is Mike Lum, who today's hat, normally his hat is Fred Hall shows, but today's hat is Cap Morallo's Kids at Sea, a.k.a. Friends of Rolla. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning.
You've been busy this morning already, haven't you?
Yes, we've been very busy. We got here about an hour and a half ago and wish we had an extra hour to get set up. We had a lot going on.
And here I drag you over to talk about what's going on.
It's okay.
Right?
We love talking about Captain Rolla.
Yeah, for sure. So what's going on today? It's of course, the whole idea is taking kids fishing, and we're raising money. It's a 501c3 charitable contribution that you're making to Rolla today. But what's going on?
Well, everything we do, no matter what event we do for Captain Rolla's Kids at Sea, is all about raising money so that we can put more kids on the water. These kids have never been on the water before. They've never been on a boat. They've never been fishing. And this organization funds those trips. So it doesn't matter where you see Captain Rolla's booth or raffle tickets or Reel a Week tickets, all the stuff we do all year long, every single dollar we raise just puts more kids on the boat.
So, yeah, and not necessarily, you know, it's not necessarily a deal that that it's kids that never have been fishing. There's a lot of times if you have a group that you want to take fishing, there may be some kids that have fished before. We'll take those kids fishing too.
We will, but the goal, the real mission for us is to take kids that have not had the opportunity before. We want them to experience the magic of being on the ocean. And
yeah.
So the way the program works, real briefly, is if you have a group of kids, and it could be a Boy Scout troop, it could be a church group, it could be any group of kids that you have and have control of, you can apply to us, and once we grant your trip, we pay for everything. We pay
everything.
For the boat, the lunch, the tackle, the everything you need, we pay for.
Yeah.
And we're only limited by the amount of money that we raise. This year, we took we're still doing trips, but this year for 2018, we will end with just under 100 charters that we bought and paid for and put kids on, in addition to several on-land events that we help sponsor and peer events that we help sponsor. So
just this year, 100 trips.
100 trips. No one
plus,
no one charters 100 boats anywhere other than our group.
And it's all kids.
And it's all kids. And we wouldn't be able to do that if it weren't for fundraisers like this and the generous people coming out to support the cause. So this year, between the peer events, the land events, the boat events, over 8,000 kids benefited from this program. 8,000 kids that otherwise wouldn't be able to do this. So it's
a great organization. I'm on the board of directors because I believe in the organization. It's been around for many, many years and successful, and you are certainly one of the driving forces. Harold Davis, the president of the organization, of course, Frank Lopresti, and a lot of other people get involved. A lot of helpers, you know, just tremendous, tremendous helpers here. So tell us about what's going on
today. Yes, today here
at Tackle Day.
And we only do this once a year, so this is your only opportunity. We're doing a fundraiser called Pick a Box. This is our fourth year. And what happens is you come down and we have an assortment of tackle boxes on display that are numbered. You give us a donation of $20 or $50. Or if you really want to step up, $500, and we will hand you a tackle box that you select off the back wall. And in there's a card that says what you won. So you get to keep the tackle box. And in this particular case, the tackle box we're giving away today for the $20, I looked it up just yesterday, it retails for $21.95 for
just
the box.
Just the tackle box.
And so you give us $20, we give you a $22 tackle box, you open it up and you win whatever's inside. Last year we sold out all of our tackle boxes by 10:30.
Okay, so it's so going to be
Once we get set up and start rolling, it'll move pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And it's a great opportunity. Everybody is so happy about it, and it helps us put money in the bank. All the tackle boxes were donated. So even though they're worth more than $20, it's still...
But you get the bonus.
Absolutely.
So what's in the tackle box?
Well, it could be a variety of things. It could be a... It could be a pair of P-line pliers. It could be a reel. It could be a Daiwa rod and reel combo. It could be almost anything. We have insulated coffee mugs. We have flashlights. We have all kinds of stuff, all cool stuff, and you get it in addition to the tackle box.
Yeah, wow. That's.
By the way, if you do buy the $500 tackle box, it comes right off the bat with 50 of our annual raffle tickets, which today is the first day we're selling them. This will be the 2019 Grand Raffle, which culminates at the end of the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar. We sell tickets between now and then. And so if you buy the $500 tackle box, you're basically being handed $500 worth of raffle tickets.
So you're already reimbursed.
Yes.
Your donation
exactly,
to Rallo.
Absolutely.
Right in, up front. But what's inside the $500
box? Well, I can't tell you that, but it would be well worth coming
it's
down.
It's way, way more
absolutely.
Than that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot in there.
Absolutely.
So the levels are, of course, and how many $500 do you have?
We only have three.
There's only three.
Only
so if you want to grab one of those.
That's it. And we have, I think we have about 150 of the $20 ones, and then I think we got about 75 of the the $50 ones. So we got a couple hundred, over 200 tackle boxes, plus the regular Rallo Grand Raffle tickets are also available for sale. If you're not interested in pick a box, buy a ticket.
But if you do a pick a box,
yeah.
You get some Rallo tickets, most likely.
I wouldn't say most likely.
Okay, it's possible.
There are some raffle tickets being given away inside those pick a boxes,
okay.
But it's not like every one, except for the $500 one, and then you're getting $500 worth of raffle tickets.
Wow. Now, okay, Frank, Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris and the Shogun, who basically founded Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea. How about this Mike Lum? This guy has done so much to take kids fishing.
You know, I've never met anybody in my life who is as dedicated as this gentleman is and who can get so much done. He has really done a fabulous job. Mike, we thank you from the bottom of our heart.
Well, I thank you guys, but it is truly a team effort. None of this could happen without everybody pulling together.
Well, Mike, I know you have a lot going
on.
It's
all about getting kids fishing. That's all we care about.
Yeah, which thousands and thousands have been fishing. Mike, I know you have a lot of things to do. Pick a box starts when?
Don't go away, Frank. As soon as I can get it done. Probably about 8 o'clock we'll be ready to roll.
8 o'clock you'll be ready to roll. But buy them because you sold out last year by 10:30.
Yeah, we did.
I'm going to guess you're going to sell out by 10 today.
Yeah. You know, Wayne.
Put it to him, Pete.
Yeah.
Wayne from CCA, the director of CCA, is here today helping us. And it's like, don't you have enough of your own organization to deal with? And he goes, I just love this event. I got to come help you guys do this. And what he really loves is getting people to buy these tackle boxes. He loves it. And he loves giving away all this stuff.
Wayne is just the guy that works all the time. Wayne, come on over here and grab a seat with us here. But thank you, Mike. We appreciate that very much. And Frank Lopresti, the Shogun came in this morning, and somebody just told me they weighed in 170-pound tuna?
That's correct, 170-pound
right?
Yellowfin.
Yep. Wow.
Beautiful fish from Guadalupe.
From Guadalupe?
Yep.
Some big ones swimming around there, huh?
Yeah, I think you know the RP had one 204 earlier this
204?
Year.
204?
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's some beautiful fish.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the average, I would call most of the fish 60 to 80 pounds.
Wow.
Okay. And then the other thing worth noting is Sean Trowbridge on the Searcher came in with a beautiful catch of Wahoo.
No kidding.
Yeah.
On the Searcher.
Very, very nice catch of Wahoo.
Yeah.
Boy, some fat ones, some 60-pounders.
Wahoo fishing's been good down on the ridge, huh?
Wahoo fishing's been great.
And
they're still getting them.
Big ones.
This time of the year, ridge Wahoo are always big.
Always?
Okay,
yeah.
It's not unusual to see one or 200-pounders this time of year.
100-pound Wahoo.
That's right. Remember,
that's
Scotty
incredible.
Had one 105. Remember that?
Wow. That's right. A big one.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
No kidding. So let's talk a little bit about booking your trips on the Royal Polaris or the Shogun if you want to go next fall. I know our Shogun trip for our 6-day trip at the end of October next year is already pretty much sold out. But there are chances to get in on it. If it says sold out, don't be afraid to call the office, right?
And get on standby. You know, first of all, if you want to go next year, you should be calling soon. Second of all, I can't tell you how often Monica or Jen says, I had a cancellation 2 days before the trip, 5 days before. We always get cancellations for one reason or another. And these people intend to go. They've got full deposits in, but something came
things
up.
Things change.
Things change in their lives. Something happened. The boss said, hey, I need you, or the wife, or somebody gets hurt or something.
Right.
So we have cancellations that happen all the time. So.
All right. Yeah. Okay? So what is our future at Guadalupe? Are we pretty much good there next year?
Well, you know, I can only speak for RP, Shogun, and Royal Star, and I know that they're pretty solid.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Great.
All right.
Yeah, good, Frank.
You know, you never know, but actually with the new regime coming in, I think things are going to get even better.
Yeah.
And
we're all optimistic.
I think things are going to be fine.
Yeah. All right. I like that. Well, thank you, Frank. Thanks for all your hard efforts with Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rallo, and taking all those kids fishing and all the things you do for sport fishing here.
And we got some new board members.
Yeah. I'm excited about that, huh?
Great.
That's
all
great.
Right.
Good job there. Thank you, Frank. And quite an event here at Fisherman's Landing. Just an example of one of the guys you can see here at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Captain Frank Lopresti can be hanging around here. You can talk to Frank and see people like Captain Benny Florentino. Good morning. Pull that thing right down in your face. And Wayne from CCA. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, great to have you guys here. This event is just unbelievable, isn't it?
I'll look forward to this every year. This is such a fun event.
Yeah. Benny, what are you doing here with Shimano and PowerPro?
Well, today I'll be doing a seminar at 12:15 on the Pegasus. And then,
really? What are you going to talk about?
We'll probably talk about what's going on locally, you know, as far as local up in my area, Catalina, San Clemente, local beach, some fantastic calico bass fishing and yellowtail fishing right now. You know, we have this awesome fall weather going on, so
yeah.
I say come on down here, get some of the great deals here at Fisherman's Landing. And then go out and go fishing, because fishing's good right now.
So I know we're not allowed to talk about it, but there's products that never go on sale, like Shimano, like PowerPro, that are on sale today.
Yes, there are.
Yeah.
I haven't read the sheet yet, but I know we also have a casting contest today down at the dock.
The Andrew, Tranks casting contest.
Tranks casting contest, right. So the farthest casting lure will win a Tranks 500.
Unbelievable.
Second place will be a Terramar 90H. And third place will get a jig pack that they put together for the contest.
Yeah.
And that'll be going on today. When it ends, we'll get back to them as far as time.
Yeah.
You know, as far as sale goes, I mean, geez.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
So
every year.
We talked about last weekend, but any reel you buy here, whatever it is, it's discounted, number one.
Right.
And you get a free fill-up of PowerPro.
Right.
Which is, could be, if you buy a 50,
yeah,
that's 100,
couple hundred bucks.
Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not only are you getting the discount on top of it, you're getting the PowerPro.
Plus 20% off all rods.
Right.
Now, I know Shimano's not supposed to be on sale, but no. I said all rods.
All rods.
Okay.
That can be anything from a bay rod, you know, your light, medium Terramar to a stand-up rod.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, that's a great deal great for deal. Sure. Yeah. And you've been fishing.
I was fishing till late last night.
Yeah.
Great fishing, you know, at Catalina. Catalina's been the place. A lot of my friends are making squid at the island. And they're eating the squid. I mean, it's tough fishing on the lures. You can get them. But, you know, with a lot of my guests, you know, we're about catching. And the bass, I think we got over 100 calicos yesterday on the leadhead and squid.
100 calicos.
Over 100 calicos.
Live squid.
Live squid, fresh, dead. It didn't matter. Caught sheephead, caught hooked a half dozen yellows, you know.
Nice.
But the ones we've been getting, I think the picture I showed you earlier, 30-pound yellow, you know, on leadhead and squid. On, you know, we're fishing 50-pound braid and 40-pound leader on a 3/8-ounce leadhead, Archie.
Whoa!
So,
and some of those guys, they know where they live. They take you right down,
A lot of the areas we're fishing is structure. We're fishing the bait grounds. Fishing the bait grounds in the morning and then fishing structure in the afternoon throughout the day.
Nothing I like better than fishing yellow,
stuff.
Big yellows on structure, man.
Fun stuff.
That's
the cool thing about it is you're catching quality calico bass while you're fishing for the yellows.
Like what quality?
Like 2 to 4 pounders with 5s and 6s mixed in. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Such good fishing.
That sounds like heaven.
Yeah.
Right, Wayne?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You like that kind of stuff, Steve Carson?
I love that kind. I love any kind of fishing. Are you kidding me? I am not making this up. When I was a kid, I fished in the Venice Canal. And you know what you catch at least then? What you caught in the Venice Canal? Mudsuckers and killifish.
I was going to say you could catch a lot of.
And I was totally happy with that.
I lived on one of those canals when I was a kid, and I was going to say you could catch a lot more than that in one of those canals back then.
Remember when your rod went missing from your backyard?
Yeah.
That was me.
That was you. Aha. Yeah, that was you, indeed. Well, Benny, you're going to be doing a seminar today?
I do a seminar today at 12:15 on the Pegasus. I'll be at the Shimano booth. I actually have one of the new Tranks 200, so.
Ooh.
And,
and those are going to be coming out any time.
They're saying the end of the month, is what the forecast is. So
all right.
If you want to get your hands on there, I have a baby waxwing on there, really light lure, so you get a really good idea how that thing
you can
cast
it in the Shimano booth?
They can cast it down at the dock. With the
down at the dock?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And I'll have that on display at my seminar and at the booth.
Okay.
We can talk about that.
Again, and on the Pegasus?
Yep, at 12:15.
12:15 on the Pegasus. Right. You're going to be talking about inshore fishing.
I'll be talking about inshore and what's going on at the islands. Right?
Yeah. Now, if somebody is lucky enough to book a date to go on your charter, Coastal Charters, how do they get a hold of you? Can they talk to you today about booking a date, booking some dates?
Yeah,
the
they can talk to me today. We can go online and go to the website at www.fishcoastalcharters.com. I'm on Instagram, Facebook. They can DM me, or they can go directly to me at 310-779-0397. But I say, come on down. It's going to be a great day. Take advantage of the sales here.
Yeah.
It's going to be really crowded, and it's going to be some great sales.
Yeah, yeah. So it's already kicking off. People are very active here. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Benny. I'll tell you what, if you want to join us here, 858-457-1090, 877-792-1090. Half-day trip for two on the Daily Double for callers. And if you step up to the mic, see the cowboy right here. Cowboy is here. Sign up, and if you step up to the mic, you're going to win a pair of Maui. You have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Barrier Reef we're giving away today. Blue with turquoise lens, and blue with turquoise on the frame, and the blue Hawaii, which is my favorite lens, that blue Hawaii lens, and the super thin glass, which is just unbelievably lightweight. So when we come back, right here at Tackle Day, we're going to be talking more. Wayne, we've got Steve, we've got Benny, we've got a lot of great guests here. Let's Talk Hookup live at Tackle Day on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hey, it's time to talk about great stuff from Shimano, and like we just talked about with Captain Benny Florentino, a lot going on here at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll take advantage of the Shimano sales today, but, get a free spool-up of Power Pro today. Some of that Max Quattro that I'm fishing on all my outfits.
Is that pretty much what you've gone to, that Max Quattro?
I've gone to it because you're getting the line capacity. And you're getting, still 50-pound braid that's the diameter of 40 pounds.
Now, what's your go-to outfit for inshore fishing? What do you take and grab most of all?
What I'm fishing for inshore bass is a Terramar 80MH Tranks 300 spooled with 65-pound Max Quattro and 40-pound leader.
That Tranks 300 is amazing. What power that has.
Oh, that's my all-time favorite. You can throw a wax wing, a Colt Sniper jerk, both sizes, and still fish a swim bait on a one-ounce head.
Not only is all of that on sale today, but you can come down and try it out.
Absolutely.
With Captain Benny Florentino right here. If you've never cast a Tranks reel, come down to Tackle Day today and try it. Shimano right here and Power Pro at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check it out.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event is back. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 6 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes come with 6 full years of warranty protection. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends November 19th, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 36-month limited warranty and 36-month Yamaha extended service contract. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Balaknak River. You'll fish for all 5 species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks. Plus, trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Oh, it's an active place right here right now. Things are going on at Tackle Day. You should be here. Get on down here early. People are pretty much set up and ready to roll here, so you might as well get things going here. I just saw that our Olakai guy is here, and as well as Maui Jim guy. So come on down and see all the guys here. And Wayne Cotto from CCA is here. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Great. And Wayne, big event coming up next Saturday, right?
Next Saturday over at Hub SeaWorld Research Institute in Mission Bay. We got our San Diego chapter fundraiser coming on, and it's a great event. It's going to be from 1 to 5 at the Hub SeaWorld Research right across from Dana Landing there in Mission Bay. Guys, you want to come down to this event because you get to actually take a tour of the Hub's facility, see the white sea bass and the halibut that we're trying to do for the broodstock program, going out to the hatchery, you know, and out to the growl pens. It's going to be so much fun.
You can see all this.
Yeah,
it's all part of it.
We're giving free tours.
Wow.
You know, and then on top of that, we're going to have a great meal, and we'll have, you know, a little live band going on and a bunch of sponsors tables, and then we'll go right into our raffles and our auctions and everything, and we got some great prizes.
Oh, man, guys have been working really hard. Mode and the guys, Dave, the new president of the San Diego chapter, they've been working their tails off making this thing huge.
I mean, we just heard from Frank Lopresti about the big Shogun trip that just came in. We're raffling off an 8-day.
On the Shogun.
On the Shogun.
Wow.
That's a huge trip.
That's something.
Great, great donation from them.
That's amazing. And other things, too.
Absolutely. We got some great prizes, guys. I mean, rods and reels and line and trips. And, hey, have you ever been out to the Crystal Pier and stayed in the cottages out there? It's a great weekend. We've got one of those donated.
Nice.
And there's like $15,000 worth of product that we're going to
really?
Be getting, raffling
and
auctioning off.
From what I understand, what Steve told me is there's only 50 tickets left.
Less than 50 now.
Less than 50 tickets.
Less than 50 tickets.
Wow.
Steve Motes here, the vice president of the chapter. He's in a bright neon shirt.
You cannot miss him.
And come on down and buy your tickets from him, because once we sell out, we sell out.
Yeah, it's limited because it can only take so many people at Hub. So if you want to go to this event, it's a 1 week from today. What time does it start?
1 to 5.
1 to 5. Wonderful. And all the money goes to helping us stay fishing.
Hey, it's, you know, I mean, look, guys, we're constantly fighting for our right to fish. Hub SeaWorld Research Institute with our hatchery program, trying to get artificial reefs started here in California. We have the Pacific Fisheries Management Council's meeting starts today, going on, in fact, right now here in Del Mar. And at that meeting tomorrow, we'll be testifying because we're trying to save our live bait. I mean, it's big issues.
Well,
they're
always attacking something.
Always. Yeah. You know, and people thinking, oh, you guys are removing all this fish. But think about it.
Yeah.
We borrowed the bait.
Yeah.
We don't.
It's going back in.
It goes right back to the environment.
Yeah.
We're actually helping Mother Nature with distribution.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Extending the stock.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, I like that for sure. All right. So come see Steve here at Tackle Day, or if somebody wants more information, you can get tickets. Check out the website, right?
Go online to our website at ccacalifornia.org. It'll take you to an Eventbrite link, and you can buy the tickets there.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys buy the tickets and get your reservations in, because we gotta know the headcount.
Yeah.
You know, because it's going to sell out, and we hate to turn people away.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event at next Saturday afternoon at Hub SeaWorld. Just to go to the Hub SeaWorld and see the latest of what they're doing is worth the price of admission. $50
just to go see the Brimstone
includes not only food and entertainment and all that, the raffle will be involved.
And your membership.
And your membership.
The $50 includes a one-year membership or an extension of your membership. So, you know, it's a win-win.
All right. So you guys will be hanging out in the Rolla booth?
Oh, I'm helping out in the Rolla booth. You know me. I love that. It's so much fun
so
to do
So where
that.
Can we find Steve? He's going to be
Steve's going to be hanging out. Right?
Wandering around. All right. If you want to buy tickets, see Steve. He's got the CCA bright yellow shirt and a black bag. And a white hat, so can't miss him. All right, Wayne, thanks for all the hard work that you and Steve and Chris and all the guys do.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it very much. All right. And Steve Carson.
Good morning.
Good morning. You are always the guy here to talk about things and talk about great stuff, and, of course, you're a big Penn representative. And I just saw Matty Barlow go by, the Penn rep extraordinaire.
I love being here. I've been coming to this event in one form or another. Some of you, the more seasoned anglers, may recall that the first couple of years of Day at the Docks was actually the first weekend of December, way, way back in the dim time.
Is that right?
Way, way back. And
only Steve Carson will remember
that. And
that was sort of the
off-season. A lot of the long-range boats were going to be in and available for tours. A couple were going to be coming in, and so people could see them unload. And it was just a way to stir up some interest in, quote-unquote, the off-season. Well, about 3 years in a row, they had a rain out. And so the smarter head said, maybe we should change the date. So they moved it to where it is now, to the middle of April, a much more predictable weather time. And that's worked out great. But Doug Kern, the inscrutable Doug Kern, always remembered that there was a lot of interest about this time of year. He also figured that it's really changed since 30 plus years ago, that those first couple of weeks of December, people are already totally into the holiday mood. They're
right
in their office parties and their family things and hanging up lights and whatever. But he wanted to get as close as he could without interfering with the holidays. And so he decided, instead of the first weekend of December, first weekend of November, and here we are.
Here we are. How about that, huh?
So, yes. Yeah, so
and what a beautiful day. I mean, could you be asked for, it's supposed to be 75 degrees today.
I happen to know that Doug bribes the Chamber of Commerce to get this weather.
Yeah, I think that's right. So what are you going to be doing here today, Steve Carson?
Well, I've got two seminars. The actual venues keep changing. So as they say, check the local listings on exactly where I'm going to be.
I'm seeing the board right there.
That can't necessarily be trusted.
Oh, really? So you're not on the main stage?
I may be.
Yeah,
that I am.
Okay.
You see that?
Well, they'll announce the seminars.
They keep patching it up.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I see you're on the main stage.
Some of those
there.
Things on one of them, and then the other one I'm on the Liberty. That seems to be a little stable.
Okay, that's the first one this morning.
That's at 9:30, and then at 1:45 I'll be on the main stage.
And what are you going to be talking
about?
Well,
the first one is going to be on surface iron. The second one is going to be on fishing jigs on 3 to 10 day trips. Now, those who know me know how easy it is to get me off on some other tangent.
You go, come on, really?
So, it may or may not end up being those. But what I like to say is on the surface iron one in particular, what I'll be showing, I broke out my old vintage 540, my albacore special Penn 500 with Newell bearings Newell Parts and my powerhouse jigs and my bartender jigs. And I'm going to say...
Bartender jig? What's a bartender jig?
I'll show you later. These are collector's items.
Oh!
It's a fun hobby. You do not... Don't listen to the old guys like me that say, oh, you have to have this 40, 50-year-old stuff to catch fish on the surface iron. Surface iron fishing is great fun. Almost anybody can do it. Everybody should do it because it's the most fun there is just about in fishing.
No doubt.
And let's just say that the veterans add a little bit too much mystery to it, and they can intimidate the beginners and the intermediates.
Yes.
I kind of equate it when I'm talking to people, let's just say at the ICAST show in Orlando every year, people say, what the heck is this surface iron stuff? I say it's San Diego's equivalent of dry fly fishing.
Okay. I like that.
A little bit of an exclusive club that doesn't need to be that exclusive. So I've got the vintage stuff for people that want to see it, but I'm going to talk about what you can walk into Fisherman's Landing, point to that, pay at the cash register, and go out and catch fish. And that's what matters.
That's what matters. All right. Well, hang out here, guys, for just a second because we've got some very patient people that want to step up to the mic here. Eddie Means is around somewhere. Eddie? Are you around, Eddie? How about Kevin from San Marcos? Kevin's here. All right, Kevin, step up to that mic. You have a chance to win that pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the Barrier Reef we're giving away today.
Good morning. Thanks I just have coming. A comment. I just want to thank Doug and his crew for this fabulous thing every year.
Well, that's great. All right. Thanks for coming down. Right. Yeah, are you going to buy some stuff? Okay, good. Well, one of the things I might suggest you buy is put that headset on there, Rick. We have Rick Carr here from Gamakatsu Hooks. Gamakatsu is one of the other things that is on sale here in a big, big way. And what is that sale?
Well, Doug's got buy two packs, get one free of equal or lesser value.
Any hook,
Gamakatsu hook. 25 packs, standard ringed hooks, that kind of thing. So
wow.
It's like 33% off, which is unheard of.
Yeah.
But we added a little sweet deal to it, so we've got a new G-Box.
Wait, you increased the deal?
The deal. We increased the deal. So Gamakatsu has been putting out these little blue utility boxes, little hook boxes, utility boxes for pliers, lures, that type of thing. And they've got a new two-sided box. It's perfect for small hooks.
Check it out, Benny.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And then absolutely. For, like, smaller lead heads, because of the foam insert, the
lead
head sits in there.
Oh, look at that.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. Those are nice.
So on a $20 purchase of Gamakatsu, they're probably going to get the buy two, get one free.
Yeah.
And one of these free boxes, as long as they last, and they're in our booth out here.
So you buy the hooks and bring your receipt,
we'll give you the free box.
Is that it looks almost waterproof. Water resistant.
It's water resistant. It's not O-ring sealed, but it's got a really good
glass. What a nice box.
Yeah, it's got a really good
glass. So that's just for buying two
packs? Well, a $20 purchase. So that's probably going to be a couple of packs of ringed hooks.
So when you buy two Nautilus ring hooks, you get one pack free.
That's right.
So it's like a 33% discount. Yep. Plus you get, I don't know, it's like a $15 box?
Yeah, it's $12 to $15.
Yep. What a deal. So that's just you buy the hooks and then bring your receipt with the proof of purchase
to our booth
to
and we'll
the
give you
Gamakatsu
these.
Booth. Yeah. What and a deal.
Do it early, guys, because we only brought probably 30, 35 of these.
Okay. All right. So, Rick, let's talk about that new hook. Have you seen that new hook yet?
I have not.
Oh, boy.
We have a new, what they call a Nautilus HD hook that's coming out in 2019. It's not here yet, but any day.
It's pretty soon.
Pretty soon. So what we've done is we've increased the wire diameter to about 30% more than the standard Nautilus, and we're making it both ringed, non-ringed, and in pocket packs and 25 packs. Very good hook.
Yeah.
I mean, we've shown it. I've got
I like that hook.
I do have prototype in the booth.
Okay.
So if somebody wants to see it, you can.
So it's a little heavier gauge, but not a real heavy gauge.
But not a heavy gauge.
Yeah. So you can catch a big fish on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can catch a real fish.
Oh, yeah.
The people I've shown it to said, Rick, this is perfect for the bluefin right now.
Because the problem before with all hooks, doesn't matter the manufacturer, they're either too big or too small for big fish.
Yeah,
exactly. And this is like kind of that size, just right.
Yeah,
just
like
Goldilocks said, right?
Yeah. Right.
we're only bringing it in 2.0 to 6.0, but those are our best-selling sizes.
Yeah.
And should handle really big fish.
All right.
All right.
Cool, Rick. Well, thanks for coming. Gamakatsu booth is right over here, right next to Shimano booth. You're right next to Benny, right?
Yeah. Right between Shimano and Yozer.
CalStar. And Yozer. Okay, and you're over there with CalStar with John, too,
yep,
real close
yep.
to John.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot going on here at Tackle Day. All right, Rick, thanks for coming. And Benny Florentino's hanging out with me here at our remote broadcast here. Eddie Means is here. Come on, Eddie, step up. A lot going on, man. Benny, can you believe all the stuff here at Tackle Day?
Yeah, everybody's got their booth set up great.
Very,
looks like everything's
active.
Ready to roll here. I believe it starts at 9.
Yeah, well, officially at 9, but it's kind of already rolling. There's
yeah.
already a lot of people here and a lot going on.
Yeah, enjoy this great weather and the great sales.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Pete. What a great day.
Yeah, what a beautiful day.
I think everyone should come down here and buy something.
There's no question about that.
So I want to thank you for the trip we had on the Shogun.
Yeah, I missed it this year. I'm coming next year, though.
Great trip.
Yeah,
great.
Was it fun?
It was fun. And the crew, I got the crew, Renee and Tyler. And,
first class, huh?
They're great.
Yeah. And you won third place in the jackpot.
I got third place. I was using mainly 100-pound and 80-pound.
Had no problem getting a bite.
No problem.
Yeah. So use the heavy so you can get him in the boat before the tax man got you.
Yeah, and believe me, it was work.
Yeah. You had to work it.
Rail fishing and never quit lining.
What was your go-to setup?
Mackerel.
Mackerel?
Mackerel on a 4-0 hook.
Okay, and what rod and reel were you using?
I was using a CalStar 7470, I believe.
Wow, rail rod.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Good and a Talica 20.
Talica 20. Nice. That Talica 20, Benny, and that thing is a workhorse.
For bluefin fishing, it is a workhorse.
Yeah. You can catch a big fish on that thing. Yeah.
There's been a lot of cows on that reel. Yeah.
Eddie did.
Well, thank you. I've been on that trip for 5 years in a row.
Wow. You're going next year?
I'm going next year, too.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
I'm there. All right, Eddie. Thanks for coming down to Tackle Day, and you don't want to miss this event. Tackle Day, Bob Fletcher. Step up to that mic and give us a fish report from the San Diego. You went fishing with Captain Ryan Bostian yesterday.
I did.
Yeah?
And it was like the best spring fishing you could
Wait
hope
a minute.
For.
Spring fishing? It's November, Dart.
Oh, boy. But what a beautiful day. We had no wind. We had no swell. Beautiful blue water, 67.5 degrees. And the place was loaded with yellowtail, bonita, and sea lions.
Oh, lots of life. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had a great day. We weeded through the bonita. I got a limited nice yellowtail, about 12 to 20 pounds. And
really?
Nice gray.
On the iron?
If you wanted to throw a surface iron and weed through all the bonita, you could get a yellow
in
a while, but it was too much work. I just yo-yoed, and I got mostly yellows.
Oh, that's great.
And we saw fish most of the day, spot after spot. We get a few, or we get ripped pretty good. We end up with 81 nice
81 fish.
For 24 people.
Wow.
It was lovely.
Man, that's a great day of fishing and flat, calm weather.
Yeah, it was maybe 10 knots at one point during the day.
Wow. So I know Captain Ryan Bostian as well as Taro out of here on the Liberty, on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, they're going to be fishing daily trips to the Coronado Islands, right?
Well, I don't know about Taro, but I know Ryan definitely is.
Yeah.
Till further notice.
Yeah.
He'll be doing that. And one of his crew, a great young man named Matt, who is the second captain and runs the boat when Ryan isn't on it, said he saw a bluefin boil.
Oh.
And
well, that kind of water condition is beautiful.
Absolutely.
It was blue, huh?
Yeah.
So things really changed.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And not many boats, although that'll probably
change. It'll change, yeah. That'll change. But still... good quantity of fish.
we saw some big schools on his sonar.
Yeah.
It was just a great day.
Captain Boschian was excited about the potential?
Oh, boy.
Yeah?
Oh, boy.
All right. Good deal. Well, thanks. What'd you buy, Dart?
I stocked up on Seaguar.
There you go.
Premier.
Buy two, get one free?
No, buy one, get one.
Buy one, get what? One free on Seaguar fluorocarbon?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a killer
and I
deal.
I got a birthday present for my grandson.
Oh, there you go.
I can't speak of it on the air.
All right. Well, you know, the other deal that was incredible that I know that Doug talked about last week is those Adaro pliers.
Mm.
I mean, I forget what the price is. He's going to come later on in the show, but it was like they're like less than half price.
Wow.
Yeah. So you could buy a few of them, drop them over the side, and not worry about it. Right?
Pete, I think that was like they're regularly $49.95, and they were $19.95.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a good deal.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Dart, way to go. When are you going fishing with Captain Booger again?
Well, Billy Stevens, my longtime friend, is in town.
Okay.
He works on a tug in Louisiana, but he's here now for a few weeks, and he wants to go, so I'm going to have to go again.
Oh, darn. All right. Well, thanks for that on-the-spot report, Dart. Way to get him.
10-4.
All right.
Great
appreciate
fishing.
You coming down to Tackle Day and loading up for sure. If you want to load up, time to get down here. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing happening right now. Right here at Fisherman's Landing. Beautiful day. There are a lot of two-hour spots down the road there. And I see Kevin Kelly making his way over here from West Coast Marine. And we'll get him on here soon. But come on down to Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Hey, stay tuned. We've got a lot more live from Fisherman's Landing here. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's talk. Hook up on the Mighty 1090. Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Saturday, November 3rd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, top tackle manufacturers like AFTCO showing off their full line of clothing built for saltwater anglers. Check AFTCO out at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 3rd.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, and Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Oh, boy. We have Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine here, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. But let me tell you something. We just sweetened the step up to the mic pot by exponentially, shall we say. John from CalStar Rods just handed me a 700 ml rod, one of my favorite rods, Doug.
Well, and I got to tell you, I mean, all summer long we had trouble getting a 7-foot graphiter,
yeah.
Let alone something you can win in the raffle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's huge.
So we're handing this to somebody at the end of the show today that steps up to the mic, gives either sees Tommy P or the cowboy there, writes down and steps up to the mic. If you step up to the mic, you have a chance not only to win the Maui Jim sunglasses, but also this CalStar, and Dan redonated a trip on the Liberty.
Oh, my gosh.
A full-day trip on the Liberty. So we have three places today.
That's so
and,
awesome.
And that's very nice to Dan of Danda. He won the trip on the show, and he said, here, give this away to somebody here today. And especially if a service member comes up, he says, give him one of those.
Nice.
Give that to them. But I'll tell you what. So Maui Jim sunglasses, CalStar graphite, or how much is that rod worth?
That's a $350 rod, and that's like your main, like, 25, 30-pound yellowfin, yellowtail, just everything rod.
Yeah. So, and that rod itself is on sale today?
Yeah.
If you can get it?
Yes, it is. We have them, but during the summer, a rod like that was non-existent. So the fact that you got one here for the raffle is saying
something. Well, John, the man who makes them handed them to me.
I know, I thought.
Yeah, John. Yeah. So that's true. And thank you for CalStar. They've been a tremendous supporter of Let's Talk Hookup for going on like 26 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They are amazing, and John has done a great job taking over for Leon there.
Oh, my gosh. The company, the quality is so good. Their production is up from where it was. In every way, CalStar is clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah, for sure. 20% off all rods at Tackle Day.
20% off all rods.
Yeah.
Except for the ones that we have out in our outside booth. A lot of those are 50% off because maybe they're a discontinued, you know.
On this, what we're looking at, the outside.
Yeah, just straight across from the booth here, if you can imagine, 50 feet across the parking lot there.
Yeah.
There's barrels full of blanks and rods, and all of that stuff is like crazy deal stuff.
So things are on sale inside and out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, guys have been in the store since 4:30 this morning buying stuff.
Buying stuff, and so everything is on sale.
Yes, pretty much everything in the store. I mean, you know, if you ask real nice if you want to buy a torpedo sinker, we don't have a special on that. They'll probably give you one.
Yeah, probably do that. So Rick was just here talking about Gamakatsu hooks. Buy two, get one free. And did you see, while the supplies last, he's throwing in that beautiful Gamakatsu box?
Yes. Yeah, so go to the Gamakatsu booth and get yourself a box to put your hooks in. Those guys have been a huge supporter since the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. And what other thing? I mean, Dart just came up here and showed us buy one, get one free on Seaguar Fluorocarbon.
Yes. Anything up to 60-pound test, I don't care if it's pink, blue, premier, buy one, get one free. We do that one time a year for 6 hours. This is when we're doing it.
6 hours only. This is
well,
it.
Actually, if you come in the shop after the vendors are gone, we'll still honor it. But,
okay, but today.
So today,
yeah,
it's the one day of the year that we offer that. Fred Hall is always like a buy two, get one
buy
free.
Two.
But this is crazy day at the tackle store.
Buy one, get one free on today is the day to stock up.
Yeah, and then anything 80-pound test and up is buy two, get one free.
Still a deal.
Still a huge deal. All your, you know, big bluefin and yellowfin stuff, 100, 130, 150-pound stuff, buy two, get one free. So a lot of guys are buying like an 80, a 100, and a 130 for their long-range trip.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tremendous opportunity here at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Give it, and now Corey from MC Swimbite, our co-host on Let's Talk Hookup here, is over there. We're looking at Corey there, all set up. What about MC Swimbite?
He's been pouring baits all week. I know he has because every time we call him, he's like, I'm trying. He's got so many baits, plus the pyramid of plastics in the store under the fish tank. All the plastics, buy two, get one free. And same with your lead heads, buy two, get one free. So it's like 33% off. Just stock up for the Bay Bass Tournament, or if you're going down to Cedros or going down to, you know, somewhere in the East Cape and want to fish plastics, wherever.
Yeah. Okay, now, also I heard that they're going to buy two, get one free on Parker Boats today. Is that right, Kevin?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, come on down.
Yeah, sure.
Kevin, we got Kevin Kelly here. He just backed in this unbelievably gorgeous Parker boat. And why don't you tell us about what that boat is that they're going to see today at Tackle Day?
This is a boat that is sold, but I'm delivering it tomorrow to a gentleman down here in San Diego. And this is probably one of the nicer boats, on par with the Boontang, Doug and Nick Boone's boat. Full tower, throttle control, steering on top, the full electronics package from Simrad, autopilot. It's got an extra set of house bank of batteries, huge bait tank. I think it has 24 or 25 rod holders. There's rod holders on the stainless steel rail on the bow, which we raised 12 inches higher than the factory West Coast high bow rail.
Uh-huh.
And so there's nice. A couple of stainless steel rod holders up there for jig sticks and throwing on those boilers. And then also got a couple of slots up for the skipper up on the tower for his jig sticks also.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, and it's got the twin Yamaha 200s, the most horsepower we can put on these boats.
Wow. And that's an inline four?
These are the inline four.
Which are super fuel efficient.
Very fuel efficient, and just the super combination for that boat.
Yeah.
It just flat works.
Yeah, no doubt
and
about it.
Good fuel economy, you know, in that 1.8 to 2.0 range for fuel economy with 300-mile range.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's very good.
It's a boat for how we're fishing right now.
Now, if somebody wants one of those, they can order it from you.
I've got a couple boats on order already.
You do? They're already coming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now
is the time to get the boat.
Yeah, you got to plan ahead.
If you want for the fishing season next week. Now, stick with us, but there's Parker boats on the water today, right, Doug?
There are not, with the crazy fishing that we've had going.
They all wanted to go fishing.
Partly that, but there's been so much activity and commotion. We didn't have a space to put them this year. So just suffice it to say, Fisherman's Landing Tackle loves Parker boats. Rick, as you know, has a 25 center console. I have a 23 center console. Nick Boone has the coolest pilot house, 25. Pat, that works in the shop, he's got a 23 pilot house.
I've had four of them.
Unfortunately, we were unable to get the boats together. It's been so busy in the shop with all this bluefin, yellowfin, skipjack, bonita, everything biting. So just suffice it to say, we love Parker boats, but we weren't able to get it together.
But we've got this one here in the parking lot, and you'll be talking deals with people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Doug, I know you're busy. You have to go. Any last-minute talk? You know, we talked a lot about it last week. Any other things here that we should see?
Suffice it to say that, you know, it's just going to be a great day. The sun is shining. We've got the casting contest. We've got the knot tying contest over there at Iser. We've got a giant Rollo raffle. I would like to send a huge thank you out to our 26 vendors, including Kevin Kelly at Parker Boats, that made this day possible. And anybody that comes down is in for a real treat. It's going to be a great day.
Did you order it up this weather?
I order it every year. I don't always get it, but
yeah, we'll take this.
It wasn't back ordered this year.
Yeah, no, it was a beautiful morning, beautiful day here down at Fisherman's Landing. Going to be going on. The sale goes on in the parking lot here until?
The sale in the parking lot till 3. The vendors are going to pack up and go home then, but we will be open in the shop until 6 o'clock tonight.
And many of the deals will still be in the shop.
Yes, correct.
Okay. But take advantage of it. Doug, thank you for taking the time out. I know you've been busy here.
Thank you for doing the remote here
you
as well.
You bet. Pete. Oh, very exciting to be here, for sure. And when we come back, Kevin Kelly's got a big, big announcement.
Big announcement.
And we have a lot more talking here. Oh, just surrounded by amazing people here and all kinds of good stuff. Stay tuned. A lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Mighty 1090.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have.
have and talk to the Shimano and Power Pro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Trank Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Trank 500 and a Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Trank 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives from Shimano and Power Pro to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 3rd. Check fishermanslanding.com.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others. Share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people. My brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting Van Wormer Resort. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Konakai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's K-U-S-L-E-R Yachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.